The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 374. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo.
Adam Vale.
How you doing, Aiden?
And Brian Monjoma.
Yo, Tony, what was the last boss that you beat in Elden Ring?
The Margit dude.
I just passed this boss, too.
Good oh, job. Shit. Yeah, no, you probably have time to play the game. I think I put 1 hour this week, you know?
You don't get it, do you?
No, I don't, actually.
Riku would get it.
Oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Did he finish it already?
Well, here, by the way, this is Riku, he doesn't do no life anymore. You know what that means? Where he just gives up inside and play. Riku and I are literally at the same spot in the game right now. Like, just a little past the first boss. Because he doesn't have time either, you know?
Mm.
He's having that adult life.
Yeah, he said, yeah.
How old is Riku?
I don't know.
25, 26?
No. He's older than that.
He's in his
30s.
No, he's in his 30s. He signed up. He went to the military. Remember? He was going through the whole boot camp.
Well, yeah, no, remember he had to drop off.
No, I know, but that was just a year or two. He can't be the
old. No.
Riku's like around my age.
Yeah,
he might be like a year or two younger, but not that much.
Now he's either in his late 20s or early 30s. He's in that range, you know.
He's got responsibilities.
Yeah, but yeah, he can't no life games anymore. Yeah, I put 1 hour into Elden Ring, and Monday I was okay because I didn't have to commute. Tuesday I paid for like an hour. Wednesday I was Tuesday I was too tired. Wednesday, me and Riku played for about an hour. Carlos was there too. It was me and Carlos to begin with, and I played with Riku afterwards, but only for like, Carlos, we played for like another 15 minutes. We were both done after that, you know? And then tonight, no time. But, you know, hopefully this weekend I probably won't get to play either because I got shit to do. You know, Manny, you already know we got things to do. Mm-hmm. So I'll get to Elden Ring when I get to it. I'm probably going to Manny that game and just play it for months. You know, because I just don't have the time for shit, you know? And it's not that type of game. Like, you could rush. If it was like Horizon, I could crank that shit out like I did,
if you think about it, that's how I mean, Bloodborne took me months to finish off, too. But actually, no, it took me months. And then to fully complete it, it took me, I think it was like 2020 with Chris.
Yeah.
And we finally cleared out the Chalice Dungeon. And that's when I got the Platinum.
Nice. What were you gonna say, Carlos?
I like how you're jumping the gun on the main topic.
Oh yeah, we're talking about Elden Ring right now.
You know?
Whoa!
You'll save it for the show.
You'll save it for the show. Well, this is the show.
Wait, so we are doing the show.
I didn't realize it. Yeah, by the way, people, this is gonna be just a free balling episode. Nothing happened this week. Nothing happened.
Nothing, man.
You know, it's like shit.
Happened. I did something else. Something did happen.
Yeah, I thought Carlos was slipping. Then I looked at the chat. I'm like, damn, nothing happened, bruh. You know. Yeah. You know, so yeah, we're talking about Elden Ring for like an hour. Call it a wrap. You know?
Until Greg gets here.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of Elden Ring, I saw the picture of George R. R. Martin wearing the helmet from Elden Ring. I'm like, get to work, motherfucker.
Okay, hold on. I got to say this. And this is probably going to be only something like, you know, book nerds will get. But I'll try to explain a way everybody can understand it. So you have George R. R. Martin, right? This dude's taken how long since the last book came out, Carlos? Like 11 years?
Since 2011, so yeah, like 11 years.
All right, so right now, the current biggest fantasy writer is Brandon Sanderson. He finished off the Wheel of Time. You know what this motherfucker did during the pandemic just to, you know, save himself the sanity? He wrote 5 books just because. 5 books, and George Romero can't do shit. You know,
he's doing all this stuff. He got all these other projects that he don't care no more about that.
Yeah, Sanderson was like, he's like, hey, I'm not traveling. I need to write, so I just wrote. It was supposed to be 5 secret books. Like, he wrote one book for his wife, one book for his kids, and then 3 for himself. And then, you know, his team was like, you should release these. So that's what he did. So think about that. George Martin, he's like, oh, I've sped up during the pandemic. You didn't release 5 books, motherfucker.
Yeah. You know? How long does it take for him to write just one? Did he say?
11 years for this guy, apparently. Who, Sanderson?
Yeah.
It takes him. He says he writes 2. Well, not really. If you look at his record, he writes 2 books a year. So he doubled that, you know. And these are not like thin books. They're like Game of Thrones thick books, you know. So yeah, I guess some people are like that. I know some authors are probably looking at him just jealous as a motherfucker, you know. Well, I like the way. Go ahead.
That's Stephen King, speed right there, because Stephen King used to crack those things out.
Yeah, he did a video on this. It was hilarious. He's like, I'm sorry, guys. I have a confession to make. I lied to you. I haven't just been working on this book. He made it seem like he wasn't working on it. He's like, I wrote this book. And then that's the thing. He's like, but also, here's another one. And then he kept going, and also another one, and another one, and another one. I'm like, God damn, dude. It's crazy. But yeah, it's like, George Martin, like, where you at? Oh, yeah, you got the hat on. That's cool. Where's the book? You know, and again, I'm telling you right now, I don't know what this man's contribution to Elden Ring is. Every single thing about this screams Miyazaki. None of it screams. I think the only names that are like kind of George R. Martin-ish are the like names of the characters or something. I guess.
Maybe the description of the food.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but like, you know,
flavor text for the food comes from George R. R. Martin.
Yeah, but so I don't know what this man's been doing. And again, if you saw his blog post, and this we could talk about this is the Elden Ring stuff. He didn't say anything substantive. He just said, "Oh, this game's great. It's selling really well. What was your contribution? Tell me, please."
There was you one know? Interview. There's one interview.
Story.
Yeah.
There's one.
He didn't. No, he did not. He did not write the story at all.
He didn't actually write the story. He actually did a small, small sentence. He talked about Elden Ring. And he's like, yeah, you know, they had this story, and they asked me to sort of work it out and do all kinds of other things with it. So it was like he had initially wrote something, and then they sort of just he said, I wrote this stuff, and then he's like, then they went in their own direction.
Yeah. But again, you know, bringing it back to Sanderson, this is a guy, because he does like live things and stuff. Like he's always like autographing shit. So he's like, okay, I'll just answer fan questions. He literally spent half an hour explaining why he loves the Dark Souls series. I'm like, why not have him get involved? The guy does college lectures wearing the Sunbro shirt. You know, like, come on. And every time I ask him, what is your favorite game? He's like, Chris, you'll like this. Demon Souls. That's his favorite. He's like, that's the one that started. Yeah. He says he gives respect to Kingsfield because he played those, but Demon Souls is the one that got him. So you get that man talking, he'll talk about Dark Souls and Demon Souls all day, every day, you know?
So I mean, you know, yeah, like, yeah, why wouldn't you get that guy, essentially, who's like the Uber fan and knows all the lore of the of a bunch of the connected universe of the From Software games to do this game.
But yeah. maybe George R. Martin's name in the cover.
I think that's what it is, because George R. Martin's a more popular guy. But it's like, why not get an actual, not only an author that likes the, you know, Dark Souls, but it's actually active. Manny, remember you sent me that video, it's like about the guy who explained, and I agree with the assessment. George R. Martin is not a professional, because a professional releases things regularly, you know? Mm-hmm.
No, he's a, what do they call it? The difference between a professional writer and a hobbyist.
A hobbyist. He's a hobbyist, if you really think about it, you know.
Yeah. Did he do anything outside of writing? Like, what was
he produces? Name? You know, he just produces shows
before he started writing books.
Oh, before he started writing books, that's how he first started.
He was a script writer. Like, he worked on stuff like
I'll give a brief history. So during the 70s, he wrote a bunch of like sci-fi and fantasy novels, right? Then in the 80s, he transitioned over to TV. He did The Twilight Zone of the 80s and Beauty and the Beast with Linda Hamilton.
Ron Perlman.
So he did that, and then he did the initial setup for what would become Sliders. He did a show that was very similar in Sliders, and it got rejected, but then Sliders came out. It's like, I think you guys stole my shit, you know? But the problem is, while he was doing a bunch of TV stuff, he got fed up that they had to basically cut his budget because he would like write these big epic things. Like, we can't film this shit, dude. So he's like, fuck it. I'm writing a book where I can have a million characters and they can never film it. And then that became Game of Thrones, obviously, you know. But yeah, so that was his whole little story there. But like, I gotta say this though, when he said like, "Oh, I don't really play video games," the video games he named at least weren't Pac-Man and shit like that. It was like old school 1990s computer games, you know. So at least they, yeah, because I thought he was gonna be like, "I'm like, oh, here we go. He's gonna say Pac-Man. He's gonna say Pong." No, he said like some deep cut PC, like, you know, RTS type of games, you know. So credit to him for that, but still, it's like bro.
Age of Empire type of games?
Yeah, those type of games. Yeah. You know, it's like deep shit. I'm like, okay. But he's like, I don't really play games because they take up too much time. Like, well, something else is taking up too much of your time because you ain't writing these books, you know? Anyway.
Mm-hmm. So many Comic Cons.
Yeah. Anyway, Elden Ring. Let's talk about some Elden Rings. Carlos, why don't you get in here, man? I know you've been playing.
The non-resident?
Yeah, the non-resident, Souls guy.
It's really good. I really like it. There's issues. I'll go into those afterwards, but for the most part, it's a great game. I mean, the combat, you know the combat is always going to be solid with any Souls type of game. But the world, I like the world the way it's realized. I feel like, to quote Brett here, but you know, it's enjoyable to explore stuff and to find new things throughout the world. You know, I was playing, was it yesterday or a couple of days ago? I was just running around with my horse. I'm like, you know, riding with my horse and going through the fields and, you know, going through and see the scenery and stuff. And this freaking huge ass spear just comes launching me out of nowhere. It's this motherfucking giant with a huge ass spear just throwing shit at me. And I'm like, durr. It's like, it's weird because for some reason, the more I play this game, the more it kind of, it has nothing to do with this game, but I don't. It just gives me that feeling. It's like Monster Hunter World.
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of has that feel like of grandiose at times. But yeah, it's a really good game. You know, I beat the first main boss. I've beaten a couple of several mini bosses. Yeah. A couple of other things. Been exploring. Got a couple of maps. So yeah, I think I'm maybe like 12, 13 hours in. Probably around like level 30, and yeah, been enjoying it a lot. Been playing with the guys, play with Brad and Chris and Tony, like Tony mentioned,
you know,
earlier. We've been playing and it's been fun. In terms of issues with the game, I feel like the frame rate issue is really prevalent in the game. There's always like several dips of frame rates throughout the game, and it's, for me, it's much more frequent than, you know, than normal. And also a lot, and I mean a freaking lot of texture pop-ins. Like, you'll just see grass popping out of nowhere, like, really frequent in this game. And, it, you know, they've been talking about it in all the Digital Foundry and all these people. Yeah, this issue is still really prevalent even after the day one patch. Is it game-breaking for me? It's not. Definitely is not.
There was a save file issue on the PS5 version. Something is corrupting some of the save files.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that.
Oh.
Yeah. If you didn't experience it, you're okay. I think it was like a certain point.
Yeah.
Something happened. If you're at that point and you try to save, it'll corrupt you. And
yeah, I didn't experience that issue, but I did. You know, the first two issues are there. And I don't know, my people, Soulsborne people might not consider this an issue, but their multiplayer is, you know, out of date. They need to update the multiplayer aspect of the game. It's cool. I love playing with other people, but I feel like putting in the password and, you know, the way they summon people, they disappear after each boss or even after you die.
Oh, so I thought you played together. You have to keep resending invites?
Yeah, like you have to summon people, you know, every time you want to, you know, you have to eat a... And I don't mind, like, you have to craft something to, and then you have to use it. I don't mind that. I mean, if it's part of the experience, it's part of the experience. But I feel like just some parts of the multiplayer and the co-op can be, you know, redefined and, you know, be made better.
I just find it funny how none of that it's the same. It has not changed at all.
It's the exact same since, you know, the first multiplayer Dark Souls that I played, I think, was like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And it's the exact same thing.
Yeah, no, for me, it's the same as, you know, for me, Bloodborne. It's like, you got to have the password, you know, for your boys. You got to, like, use an item to summon people. You got to use an item to, like, mark off where you want to be summoned at. You know, you got to figure out, okay, we're all going to be here. Make sure you're here, you know. It's like, yeah, none of that shit's changed, you know. So, I guess that's also why, and this may be wrong, I excuse it because I'm just used to that nonsense, but I do agree it would be nice if they streamlined it, you know. It's like, listen, this game's difficult enough. We don't need this to be difficult too, you know.
Yeah. And for some reason I've tried to summon people outside of, you know, the password, like without a password, and I still have yet to find someone out
interesting
there.
I don't know. Well, you got to be by the summoning pools, they call them. You know?
Yeah. So I did do that. So I see a summoning pool. I press the triangle to, I guess,
activate it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then,
yeah, because that works for me. It works for me generally. You know, every time I go by a summoning pool, just to get randoms in, it always works. Yeah. Yeah.
I tried it today, actually. Today in one of the, maybe it's one of the lesser bosses that people don't care about, but, it's in one of the dungeons, one of the hidden dungeons, and I couldn't, you know, tried it for like half an hour, couldn't find anybody.
Yeah, I guess nobody cared. It's weird because the summoning pool is supposed to, like, even if they put their symbol wherever, it should bring them to your location.
So. Yeah, they could put the symbol there and just ride around to the other side of the map and still get summoned.
Yeah, yeah, it needs to be refined for sure, I agree. But yeah, anything else you want to say about it?
You know, here's one thing that I want to mention. The story, you know, I don't know what to think about the story. You know, coming
don't,
back to...
Listen, I'm going
to
tell you right now, don't worry about it. The story is... It is the one part of a Souls game you don't need to worry about. You know, it's just purely gameplay, you know?
And that's one of the things that, you know, kind of weirds me out about Souls people. They say it has a great story, and I'm like... I've played several of the Souls games, and they never had a good story. And this one doesn't. It doesn't have a good story. Just it's the absence of one.
What is the story? So what's
the... We don't. It's the same story as in every single Souls game. Basically, something fucked up happened in the world. Everything's in stasis. The old gods have risen, and you're a dead guy who has to stop them. That's the story of every game, you know. Chris, am I wrong? That's the basic story of all these games, you know.
Yeah. You know, and they have recurring themes, like this one has giant trees, but like all the Dark Souls games, there's some giant trees and there's dragons, and like you said, there's like, oh, some things have risen from the dead. Oh, you're risen from the dead. Yeah. We'll kill the other guys. You know, so you can become the Elden Lord or the Lord of Flame or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, it's all the same shit.
Connection to the other ones?
No.
No.
It's its own thing.
I mean, but just like, themes repeat.
That's, yeah, but like I said, don't worry about the story. It is inconsequential, you know? Like, one of the hardest, the most hardcore players I know, like, you know, on Chris's level is my cousin, you know, the Vorser Guard, you know? He's like, man, Uncle Never, he doesn't know none of these fucking stories. He doesn't care, you know? Because it's not about that. I know Brett will tell you differently, you know, but it's like,
oh, yeah, Brett.
Like, yeah, listen, yeah, if you have to go to like a million subreddits and shit to divine a story, like it's not prevalent, bro. Don't worry about that. You know, just enjoy killing the monsters.
I think what Brett would talk about is more of the lore than the story itself.
I don't even know what's the lore. It's like,
well, it's like, oh, like I go to this place and there's like a tablet or something, and it tells like part of a story and stuff and that kind of, you know. But the game, I mean, with all those complaints, the game is still great. It's one of the, I mean, I've only played 2 games this year, but it's one of the best I've played.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Worth. Yeah, no, I pretty much echo those sentiments. The game's dope. I'm having fun. I've learned, and I actually wrote an editorial about this, you know, where I was basically like, okay, you know, basically this game, you can't rush it. This is true for all the Souls games, but this one specifically, because I got to the first boss in like 2 hours. I don't think I was supposed to do that. I obviously was not supposed to do that. I was supposed to go around the world, explore everything, you know, every nook and cranny. And you guys know that's one of the reasons I could not stand Breath of the Wild because they didn't have any markers or anything. You know, you have to go around and explore. I'm like, this is a waste of my fucking time, you know. But this game, you need to play that. But, you know, just because of the fact that it's a Souls game and it looks fucking beautiful, it's easier to stomach than Zelda. Because Zelda looked fucking ugly. The gameplay wasn't that good. So it was very hard to swallow. But, like, this game, it plays good, looks good. So I could deal with the, you know, it's like, oh, let me just wander around, you know. But there definitely have been some, like, you know, moments, a lot of them. Yeah. Like, I've literally become that baby from the meme. I walk in, tiptoe, and then walk right the fuck back, you know. Like, the night before that, I'm in a swamp and shit, taking my time. And I see all these dead motherfuckers, I'm killing them. And I see these dudes all the way in the far background. They're, like, huddled by a fire. I'm like, all right, bunch of punk-ass bitches, I'm gonna fuck them up. Man, as soon as I get close, this big ass dragon and swoops in. I'm like, no, get the fuck out, you know.
Well, that same thing happened to me, and I was actually talking to Chris. I was in Khalid, or I forgot the name of that
place. Khalid, Khalid.
I was in Khalid. I was riding my horse, and there was like three freaking dragons. Like, there's like three dragons just chilling, and I'm like, go, run back.
There was this other instance, and this happened right after the dragon. I'm like, oh, I'm not fucking with that dragon. I turn around, I see one big crab and a bunch of little crabs. I'm like, I'm gonna fuck up these little crabs. I'm gonna fucking up the little crabs. They take one hit. These two big motherfucking crabs just came out of the ground. I'm like, fuck! You know, so I'm running. I'm running away. I'm like, Tony, you got a horse. Get on that motherfucker. Get on the horse. I ride up the hill. I just stop and chill for a minute. I turn around, those fucking crabs are still on my ass. Yeah, like, what the fuck?
I will say, one of the best things about the game, and I didn't even think about this when I played the older ones, but one of the most enjoyable things about playing these games are the messages that are left behind by the player, by the community, essentially.
It's, yeah, like, those are fun.
They leave jokes, they leave hints, they leave troll things. It's like, I don't know. I really enjoy that aspect of the game.
Yeah, no, but I am learning to enjoy the surprises. Again, yeah, I was just walking around and I heard someone go, "Hey, over here, turn around." I'm like, "The fuck?" Turn around.
Like the cup dude?
Yeah, and this dude keeps talking. He's like, "Oh, why won't you look me in the eye?" I'm like, "Yo, my man, where the fuck are you right now?" I'm looking up at the trees and shit. Can't find this dude, you know? And then I see this one bush that's like red. I'm like, it's interesting. We whack it. Whack the shit. Puffs up. And this like kind of like rat dude is like, "Oh, thank you. You've broken the spell." And I'm like, "Oh, shit." And then he tells me that he used to hang out in a cave full of his people, but they cast him out because he was smart. He knew how to talk, right? He's like, "Oh, like, if you help me back there, I'll give you something." I'm like, "Hold on. I killed everybody. I was there like an hour ago. Okay." So I need to go back and see what reward he's going to give me, if he gives me a reward. And he had like a little like top hat, kind of like 1800s. Looked like something out of Bloodborne. I'm like, what is going on here, you know? So that was kind of fun. And then, you know, obviously the random enemy encounters. By the way, Carlos, remember we were in that castle last night? You saw an upside down giant that was dead. I'm like, "Yo, what killed that thing?"
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yo, man. Crazy game. That's where I died, I think, when I was playing with you.
But yeah, no, the game is dope. I'm enjoying it a lot. And again, I'm just going to sip it like a fine wine. But I did notice that, yeah, after beating that first boss, things got considerably easier, you know? Not that it got, like, easy, but you know what I'm saying. It's like, all right, calm down right now, you know?
You put in the work.
Yo, right there, that fucking castle, Stormveil. God damn, that shit is big.
Man, I was – so I went to the castle yesterday, and I'm like, okay, let me – because I went with you.
Yeah,
and I'm like, let me get through this. See if I can get through the castle.
No,
and I went to a part where there's literally like 50 dudes just like aiming at a spot when you go outside.
Well, before you go on, I call that the spot of my eternal disgrace. I lost 9,000 souls in that fucking spot.
I lost my souls too.
All of them.
You know what? You know why I lost the souls? Because I died there, and I'm like, God damn it! I gotta go back there again. And then I went back, and I fell down a freaking... I thought it was an elevator shaft. It is, but I had to pull the lever, and I forgot. And I fell down the freaking elevator, and I died.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's funny you mentioned that, because something similar happened to me. So I died there. I'm like, I got to go back for my soul. So I'm going up, and I'm fighting this one dude, right? And I thought I was doing pretty good, right? It was one of those night dudes. Yeah. And he I was like, you know, at the top, you know, like kind of at the top of a roof or whatever. So this dude comes at me with a swing, and I jump back off the fucking tower, bro.
Oh, damn.
I jumped right off the tower. I'm like, oh my fucking God.
9,000.
Yeah. Oh, that's hold on, great. Real quick. Mob Hits goes, do you guys think Castlevania would work in this type of Souls mechanic? Mob Hits, if you've heard the show for years, you know that I said that Bloodborne clicked for me when I realized it's the 3D Castlevania game I've always wanted. So, yes, absolutely. You know, These games are all Castlevania games as far as I'm concerned, you know?
I mean, especially with Bloodborne, you had the trick weapons that you had, like the cane that became a whip and all that stuff.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so yeah, we've been saying that for years. Like, these are effectively Castlevania games that we've always wanted, you know? Oh, by the way, shout out to Giri. I don't know if I said your name right. First time in the chat. Appreciate that. They say Castlevania would be dope in his style. Listen, just do what I do and just consider these games Castlevania games and you'll be all right. Because it works. It works as Castlevania games. Anyway, and Carlos,
Konami ain't getting on this.
You
shit
know, you know. No. All right, Chris. Any thoughts as the resident Souls fan?
I mean, the game is great. Like, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Like, the exploration is great. I killed Margit, but I didn't explore Stormveil because I wanted to go find some good weapons. I wanted good weapons, a good armor, and some talismans. So I'm like, oh, let me just go explore. I start going around everywhere. You think you lost a lot of money. I think I lost 30 grand in Caelid. Damn. So you have to just make peace with, like, in some places you're not supposed to go and you're just going to get smoked. I fought a giant lion that had a sword strapped to each front limb.
I heard about that.
You know, it's insane. It's just like, yeah, I'm not supposed to be here, but I'm going to make the best of it. And,
you know?
But, the game is pretty, it plays like a Souls game. This I said before, when I think Riku was on, I said Dark Souls 3 had the most polished combat. Now this has topped it for me, like with the weapon arts, the guard counters, and all that stuff. This has the most polished combat. The steed is the great equalizer, because if you have to run, there's a few things you can't get away from. I will warn you now, the giant crows in Caelid, you cannot run away from them on the steed.
Uh-oh.
They will catch you. So if you see them, like, either prepare yourself to fight, or if you can, hide and teleport away. But if you try to run on steed, you will not get away from them.
The crazy thing is, like, when you're actually in combat in a steed, it actually takes away from your endurance.
Yes. Yes, yeah. So if you do the sprint, it takes your stamina.
Yeah, I found steed combat is not that good. Like, if you're fighting another person on a steed, like, you know those guys running around on the horses? I'm not talking about the big, I'm talking about the regular guys. Like, I find I'm better off just fighting them on the ground, like, waiting for them to come, and I do the shield counter, which is fucking great. I abuse the fuck out of that, and then just, you know, whack them in the ass.
You
got to be careful because the horse will kick you in the face if you're too close.
There's some enemies, though, that while you're on a steed, the combat is preferable. Like, I kill the Erd Tree avatars. If you go to the minor Erd Trees, you'll see these avatar things. There's these tree-looking dudes with giant halberds.
Yeah.
And the best way to take them on is on your horse. Like, I found that strategy never fails.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, Chris, that's the last thing. No, that's the second to last thing that killed me in this game. I went to one of them. I forgot what location it was, but it's like you're going to this. It's like the nearest bonfire is like a burning down church, and there's one of those trees like right near it, and there's like all these like dudes just, you know, waiting to ambush you, and then there's a tree. I killed the dudes. I go with the tree. One hit kill. And I'm like, damn. And then I check the little messages, and they all say the same thing. Use your steed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it works because he does the thing where he slams the ground and all those like golden arrows start coming at you. I mean, the steed, you can just outrun them. You just run circles around him, smack him with your sword, run away, and then come back and do it again. And that strategy works. Like, if you do it on foot, like, he will either tank your stamina and just slam you or shoot the golden arrows at you and you're dead. So it's better to to use your steed. Like, I have not lost if I use the steed. Whereas when I fought him on foot, he just whooped me every single time.
Yo, Chris, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why is it that sometimes on some bosses, you can't use your summons, like your dogs?
Yeah, there's this spirit summonings can only happen if there's something nearby that allows it. So you'll see this icon pop up on the left side of the screen, and it looks like a tablet, like a silvery tablet or a tombstone. And that means you can use your spirit summons. I don't know why some areas don't have it and some areas do. I wish all areas had it, because that would be very useful when you're playing solo, but that's how they set it up.
Yeah.
Margit, you can use a summons, but like some other
man can't. By the way, I'm mad that I didn't know that you could have put chains on him. You could buy something, like chain him up a little bit. Like,
I didn't know that either until later. And you told me. Like,
I was like, fuck. Yeah, and then that reminds me, because something like that happened in Bloodborne. You could buy a bell to distract one of the bosses. I'm like, fuck, I didn't know that, you know?
It's not as worse as what happened to me.
Oh.
I was with Chris. I was with Brad. They were trying to help me out beat Margit. And what I didn't notice is that you had to convert your golden seeds into flasks. I never did that before.
Oh,
I
fought him. Oh, shit.
So I was running around with my regular, like, just the stock flask, and that's what I got as my attribute at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
So I did that, and I didn't know that the talismans could be like I didn't even know about talismans. So let alone that I needed to equip them to get the attributes that they have, and I equipped the talismans. I turned the golden seeds into flasks. I went back to fight Margit by myself and took that motherfucker down. And I'm like, ooh, damn.
There you go, yeah. See, you changed the whole game dynamic now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All because of the flask. I didn't know that with the golden shit, because I have a max of 4 flasks. I'm like, I need more, man.
Yeah, and there's 2 things. So the golden seeds raise, I think, either change the amount of flask you get or the amount that it heals you. I don't remember. And then there's something called a sacred tier. You get those from the churches. You find them near the statues, and that increases the amount it heals you. So
I need
you could have one flask heal you. Like right now, my flask for my health level, it heals me fully. Like I could be near death and I drink one, and it just fully heals me.
Is that because of the gold? Was it the golden what?
The sacred tier.
Okay, sacred tier. Because I believe I have a couple of those. I have some golden shit. Because my flask suck. They only heal me up like halfway. You know.
And I'm glad I brought up this conversation, because the sacred tears, I still have yet to use those.
Ooh, I haven't used any either. So if I use them, then it'll raise the amount they heal up. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. But yeah, again, this is a game we'll be playing for a long, long time, so we'll probably keep talking about it, you know?
Well, at least you guys.
Yeah. Hey, Carlos, you're going to be done?
Well, I'm not going to be here so for a month. So it's like, damn. As soon as I fall in love, man, I got to leave.
Well, put it on a Steam Deck. Take it on the go.
Oh, yeah. Segway boys, you know.
Somebody been reading the
news. Oh, that was the news that they had that drift, right?
Yeah, we're talking about that. So yeah, let's talk about Steam Deck. So yeah, so there was a report or whatever, but you guys have filled me in, that the Valve Steam Deck had a stick drift. They fixed it with a patch, I believe.
It was a firmware thing. They said it was a dead zone.
Yeah, dead zone, yeah.
And then it was picking up, because it was videos where people were showing it. It's like, look, I'm moving in. It's not responding. It looked bad. It got a lot of people thinking, oh, here we go, Joy-Con all over again.
Yeah, that's what people were Joy-Con thinking. Boys. Yeah, Joy-Con boys.
But then they released that patch, and people saw it. The same people that posted the other video were posting a new one saying, look, it fixed. Thankfully, it sounds like it was a firmware.
Also, something we have to mention is that since last show, Steam Deck released.
Yes. And obviously, we
who
can't.
Who got it?
Nobody.
No one.
Nobody got it.
That one dude that Gabe Newell came to his house, he's the only guy that got it, you know?
It wasn't one dude. It was actually quite a bit. Like, he was delivering.
Well, they don't listen to Throwdown, you know?
Yeah, I did. Well, it's not all sunshine and rainbows, because I did see some videos.
Oh, Gabe Newell robbed him? I was talking about Adam because I was saying Gabe Newell was delivering. You're like, yeah, but it's not all sunshine and rainbows. Like, when well, he robbed him too. You know, here's your shit. Now let me take this.
Yo, man.
Well, in some ways, they are robbing.
Shit.
Oh, he shot fired.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stay tuned.
Look out! Quick, get it back up! Hurry! Are we all clear? Okay, we're all clear. Great. All right, hit the red button. No, not that button!
And now, Freakazoid.
At your house, like, who is this motherfucker?
Where does the guy live?
Who let him in the building?
It wasn't. It was actually a report. Somebody actually caught him, like, you know, essentially going to other people's houses. But yeah, he was essentially, I can't remember what number.
Seattle, I think.
Yeah, it was in Seattle, and he was essentially delivering, you know, like a certain amount of signed Steam Decks to specific people.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
These people beforehand, like maybe these people he knew.
No, I.
Yo, I'm giving one to Bobby over here, Steve over there, you know, Carlita over there, and shit.
We'll lose this, and I would never amount to anything. And I won't go to my metagame console.
They're total random. They're total randoms, which might like. You know,
well, he ain't going to the hood. We know that.
Yeah, you already know. No, you know
he ain't going to the black neighborhood.
He's like, now keep driving.
He ain't going to the Hispanic neighborhoods.
Yeah,
you know Pepe ain't getting his. You know.
Yeah, he may end up in Chinatown. That'd be okay with him.
No, I'm laughing because I was gonna say like, yo, he ain't visiting Lorray, but Lorray does live in Seattle, so so it's accurate. Yeah. Yeah, you already know.
Yeah, it's the Steam Deck God.
Is the Steam Deck God?
Is he the
yo, Steam man?
Go ahead.
If Gabe would deliver me a Steam Deck, I would ask him right there. Yo, what's up with Portal 3, man?
You know.
Well, he's like, well, we do have a Portal, a VR game, the Aperture.
Well, the job thing?
Yeah, the Aperture Science Simulator. You mean that, right? That's
I'm surprised nobody like took a selfie picture with Gabe, or maybe he asked that, you know?
I don't know. I mean, they only caught him like, you know, just with the stuff and at somebody's door. So I don't know how many. I know it was a specific amount of people. And I know it was a certain amount of them that were signed, but I don't know if it was like how much or anything like that. They just, you know. So,
yeah.
And I want to see, where's the people on, you know, sign, yes. You know.
Yeah, because I haven't seen, I mean, you know, you haven't even seen like a news report. Like, I want to know the people who got them, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to do some investigative reporting here, you know?
Oh, you're putting on your
Where's my hat on? Yeah, I don't have my newsboy hat on right now. You know,
you're putting on your Jason Schreier hat.
Yes, that dude. You know, there was some little controversy with him a couple weeks ago, but we're not going to get into that. You know, I'll leave it alone. So yeah, Steam Deck. We're quarter two boys here, so we got to wait. You know,
quarter two boys.
No, what happened, Mob Hits? The show froze on you? What about anybody else?
Well, that's weird because I saw my time, you know, that on Twitch, there's a timer like to see how long the show's been going on. It reset to like 3 minutes.
Interesting. Well, the timer's still going good here on OBS, so fuck it.
Oh, yeah, well, if OBS is good, we're good.
Yeah, exactly. But, so we should be. We can, you know. Wait, if it reset this, I mean, it split the episode into two?
It might have split the
episode. Oh, let me take a look.
Yeah, take a look. Take a look, read a book. All right, what's up?
For a couple of seconds, you were like, you know, like slowing down on my end. So
everything was fine here, you know.
It did.
Oh, I split them into two. Motherfucker. Yeah, more editing for me. Shit. All right. Does that mean I have to put the Freakazoid thing? You know, you know, that's our emergency thing. All right. Whatever. All right. Moving on. What are we talking about right now? Again, slow week. Oh yeah. By the way, you're speaking about the Steam Deck.
Oh.
So, so Nintendo is removing Switch emulation videos on Steam Deck. How does this work?
How does it work?
They're just tasing the videos.
No,
the videos on YouTube.
Oh, okay. YouTube. See, that fucking headline written wrong. It made me think that they were like deleting the videos from Steam Deck, the machine. Yeah. I'm like, how is that even possible?
No.
So they're getting rid of the videos that tell you how to do it.
Tell you how to
do it. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
They're actively...
That's a bunch of bullshit. Like,
it's Nintendo. Well, it's rules. Nintendo. Well, you know?
whenever these things come along, because obviously the emulation thing is unknown by the general public sort of thing. Now everybody's talking about Steam Deck, and I'm obviously they're getting more hits on that, and they don't want that information out there, so they're just going to start slamming them.
Yeah,
you know.
By the way, the site I'm reading this for is called Xputer. I like their little strap line here. Nintendo is back with infamous takedowns of fan content. All right, so they know what's up. Nintendo's being shady, you know?
Yeah.
But it's still out there. People just go on Google. Just type
yeah, in. People will find it. It doesn't it's matter. Step by step.
It's simple. Well, I mean, I think the thing about it is that they're trying to get it out of the hands of, you know, the
masses. The, yeah, they don't want
to. Yeah, it's the, yeah, like, YouTube. That's yeah, for people, normal. For people, you know, it's like the whole Napster thing, right? If anybody knew about Napster, you know, people knew about Napster, but then more people knew about Napster when they tried to shut it down. So they're just trying to shut down the information, not even saying, you know, talking about it publicly. They're just like, boom, cut it.
Napster was so funny. I remember going on. I was like, all right, yeah, I find some stuff. Then they made it big in the news and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, well, but there's nothing really on it. But then I went and did a search because after it blew up on the news, everybody. So I'm like, man, I can find everything. Before it was just like, you can find even an album. Now everybody and their mother was on it. So it's like, oh, I can get whatever I want. So yeah, it did the reverse. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lars.
Try to be... Uh-oh.
Yeah, I said, thank you, Lars. You know?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Well, didn't Napster try to be like legit?
Yeah, they did, but it later didn't work.
On. Yeah, they tried later on. They went down for a while and they came.
Oh, hold up. Hold up. Shout out to VGA Amateurs for rating us with 11 of their wonderful fans. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's our boy Armando right there. You know?
Armando.
Yo, yo.
Hey, what's going on, Navis? You know, good stuff. But yeah, Napster was interesting. Yo, I remember fucking you spent like the whole night just downloading that one song, 56K modem, and hoping motherfuckers wouldn't call you. You know,
it was only like 4 megs.
Yeah, right.
Well, hoping people won't call, and hoping that it's a legit, like the legit song, or hoping it's not a freaking virus.
Yo, yeah. Motherfuckers were on that LimeWire and shit, you know.
Well, I mean, that's later on.
That's later on. Because Brandon Light, that's my boy right there. What's up, man? Yeah, no, that, but it was around that era. But yeah, Napster was the one that kicked it all off. But again, yeah, you're right. It wasn't until Metallica started throwing a hissy fit that, you know, because it was already there. But yeah, that blew it up.
Yeah, you could
literally, like, you know, AOL used to have like a download section where like it was a public download section, and you could literally go on there, search for like an MP3 of a song that you liked, and you'd find it.
Remember MP3.com?
Yep.
People would share. If you were in those chat rooms, it was all about groups, and it was music groups, and it was like, oh, anybody got that new Nine Inch Nails album? It's like, yeah, right here. It's it. Whoop. There you go.
That lapse in time where Napster could have taken advantage of it, Apple swooped in and said, hey, we got an MP3 player.
Yeah. Yeah, then of course people.
I was hoping Ogg Vorbis was going to take over because I loved Ogg Vorbis. That was
a competitor
to MP3.
Yeah.
Those are the competitors, and it just came. But it was better compression. MP3 1, it's like that Betamax VHS. It's like, which one's going to survive? Well, Empire made it because it was .ogg.
No, you're right. Yeah, because you know, for you people who don't know, Betamax was better than VHS. VHS was cheaper, you know, so that took off. But yeah, anyway, I don't know how we got to that point. But Nintendo, fuck Nintendo. Yeah.
Nintendo trying to control the narrative. That's what was.
Yeah. So yeah, it's not gonna happen. Those videos will still be going up. So Nintendo would keep trying. It's like whack a mole. You know, it's like trying.
Mean, you know, they also didn't a bunch of the emulators. A bunch of the emulators have. Sections on the Steam store too.
Yeah, well, that's RetroArch. RetroArch is on there. They don't have the Switch emulator, they have all the elements there. But there's ways of loading that as a PC in your hand.
Yo, dude's in the chat talking about Zune right now.
You still got it, Adam.
Adam, you still got your shit, man.
Let's go.
Hey, man, he's doing what you do. You just have everything at your disposal. Now
he's got the room, see?
I just moved it.
Oh, he's pulling out his suit.
Yeah. Is that the It's the Master Chief one, right?
Oh, let's go. No, we're just anticipation, man. Oh, Manny just dropped off. He don't want to see the Zoom, you know?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I guess Manny does want to see the Zoom. All right. My Zoom HD still works, baby, says Geary. They got a dolphin emulator.
Dolphin emulator is great because that works for Wii. That does the Wii. That does 3DS. That does Game Boy Advance, N64.
Yeah. All right, we'll keep moving. Adam, you just keep looking. You'll find it.
I just put it in the drawer. I just moved it.
Yeah. All right. Moving on here. What do we have? NVIDIA leak reignites Nintendo Switch Pro speculation. All right.
Uh-oh.
What is going on with this shit? Oh, wait, you got the Zoom? Throw that shit back. Look at that thing.
Man. Yeah. This was, if I remember, 28 one. I also have the Halo one somewhere.
Yeah, I remember you had the Halo one.
But yeah, but then this is the one that I picked up. This one had the radio, which is awesome.
That's the Zoom HD, right? That's the OLED.
Yeah.
Oh, they got OLEDs back then? Shit, man.
They had OLED.
Yeah, I have to charge. Things that had this proprietary charger.
Oh, yeah, they did. I have the Halo one, but the screen freaking broke, so I can't see what I choose.
All the shit rubbed off on the back.
Damn.
It's like it was cheap, but yeah, this one, I enjoyed this one for a long time, and it had radio. Like I said, an HD, it picked up.
That's it. Oh, by the way, I realized that OBS changed the overlay here. This is cool. Like before, you used to have
Discord.
Yeah, OBS. Oh, is it Discord? Yeah, it is Discord. What am I talking about? When did this happen?
Excuse me.
So basically, if you were to single person out, it would put them kind of on the left hand side, and then the rest of us would just be lined up on the right hand side. Now it's like. Adam's like big, and then the rest of us are small under him. This actually looks a lot better, to be honest.
Isn't that when someone's speaking?
Like that? Yeah. Or when I highlight you, you know?
Tony has to click on you.
I have to click on you, now we're back to, you know? Look at Adam's new cool room. Yeah, man. I can confirm he is the biggest. This is Richard. He goes, looking at Adam's new cool room, I can confirm he is the biggest Division fan I know. Yes, he is.
That is true. That's why movie star was like, go ahead and review this shit.
Yeah. There you go. By the way, Richard, man, fucking tease. We're in a chat together, and he's like, listen, man, I'm not going to say nothing about Batman. Then he puts three little fires next to him. I'm like, all right, bro.
Oh, he already saw it?
He saw it? Yeah.
He's an investor.
He's an investor?
Told us about it. He told us about it 2 days ago.
Oh shit! I missed that then. You know? Oh yeah. Rich, obviously, Rich I missed. I'm not on the Walking Dead show. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Rich is going to be a millionaire. You already know, man. Investing in everything. He probably already is.
The coalition is going to become the next big multimedia complex
conglomerate.
Yeah. There you go.
You know, you're going to bring Anthony Frazier back, Rich. You know, start up that business. Black owned too. Let's go. All right, man. Good stuff. So what the fuck are we talking about, man? NVIDIA. Okay, what is this leak? What are you talking? Is this the same NVIDIA leak from before, or is this a new one?
A new one.
Damn, another one?
Another one.
Well, no, it's when they got attacked a few days ago, right?
Yep.
They had a cyber attack.
That's the second one. Yeah. First one.
So somebody deciphered some kind of graphics code that leaked out and determined that the features matched up with the code name that Nintendo uses for the Switch, but the features were for DLSS 2.2 and ray tracing. So that would be features in a 4K system, right?
Yeah.
So that kind of like, oh, well, this is probably the new stuff they're working on for the Switch Pro. But that kind of falls in line with the Bloomberg reporting from last year and the speculation we had done. I had said that, you can listen to Throwdown from way back. I had said that the Switch OLED was a stopgap. They probably couldn't manufacture enough of the shit because of Rona and all this stuff. So they had a stopgap. They had the pieces there. They had the new dock, which, by the way, that Bloomberg reported that had 4K support. Why would the dock have 4K support for a system that was on 4K output? And so the Switch OLED came out. They just changed the screen and changed the kickstand, a few other things, and that was it. I think, and I was like, the guts are going to come later because of the chip shortage or whatever, they're going to delay it. And now this kind of confirms it that NVIDIA was working on it. This leak put it out there in the public.
Interesting. Yeah, again, you know, when Nintendo says they're not working on something, it means they are working on something, you know?
Yes, and I did point out when they had vehemently come out and denied and Bloomberg's reporting, and Bloomberg didn't retract it. I had pointed that out. Bloomberg did not retract what they said.
Mm-hmm.
They stuck with it. I was like, yeah, because somebody's lying. That's probably Nintendo.
It's Nintendo. Again, this is the same company that said they will not discontinue the Wii U, and then 5 months later did discontinue the Wii U. And remember, when that report first came out, Nintendo came out right away. No, we are not discontinuing. This report is false. Yeah, and you were like, bullshit. You said bullshit. You called bullshit on her, you know, correctly. Yeah. You know, this is why, like, if somebody comes out with a really crazy Nintendo rumor and Nintendo doesn't say nothing, it's probably bullshit, right? But if they come out and say it's not real, it is real, you know?
We don't comment on rumors.
No, Nintendo didn't even say that. They don't even say that, yeah. You know?
They didn't say that. They came out and flat out denied what Bloomberg said.
No.
And it's like, what? So you tell me the 11 developers or whatever that they interviewed and showed them the kits and said, like, yes, we have these kits working on new 4K-capable stuff for the Switch. They're all lying? They're all dreaming?
Do you think the reason why they do that is because they're scared it's going to hurt current gen sales for
probably, of course,
the whole thing.
You saw what that rumor did. They're fucking stopped. Their stock dropped.
Yeah, but that was the negative side. They did not handle that rumor properly. Yeah. When they denied it, and the investors said, "Oh, so you're not working on anything 4K or innovative," and started pulling out, that was a problem. So they traded like, "Hey, we need to squash this because we can't hurt the current sales." Versus, this is going to look bad to our investors. We need to tactfully handle this. There was nothing wrong with them saying, hey, just go ahead and put out some pre-marketing and say yes. Like, an updated Switch is coming soon. Because if you're going to have it out in a year, you take the hit. Whoever wants to invest now, because people are going to buy it as gifts for the holiday anyway. You know, you have a kid or something who wants a Switch, you're going to get one, right? And then the people who can afford whatever, okay, I'll wait a year. You're still going to get that's future investment. You're guaranteed a sale in the future, but they were too protective, and that was a bad calculus to make because then you lost investors, right? And then you lost Carlos. Carlos sold his stock off.
You know,
I was gone. Fuck that. Leaving.
You mean funk that?
Funk that.
Oh, man, fuck it. Every time I buy stock, shit.
Yeah,
you know, the song was actually "Fuck That," but that was like the radio edit.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I love the
the radio edit, right? Yeah, fuck that.
So, Chris, one of the biggest reasons why I even bought the stock in the first place is because I knew they were gonna release a Switch Pro. Like, right? I'm like, oh, I'm waiting for that Switch Pro news. Once the Switch Pro news goes live, the stock's going to go up by a lot, and then, you know, it'll probably go back down and do a correction, but I'll sell it at the top.
Yeah.
They never did that.
Well, yes, but I guarantee you and like 20, 30 other big investors had the same thought. And then I keep forgetting that lady's name who does the innovation investments.
Kathy Wood.
Kathy Wood, yes. And then she pulled out too, and she had I forgot, she had like 2 million shares. She had some huge number of shares.
Yeah.
Like, that just caused this stock to just tank, right? And here's the, you know, and you, they could say, well, we'll recoup when the Switch Pro launches, but you lost confidence. When you lose confidence in investors, they don't tend to come back. Even if you launch a Switch Pro and it's a success, maybe you get some of them back. You're not going to get all of them back. They've moved on. So it was a bad maneuver. They could have handled it tactfully. It was a rumor. They could have just either A, said nothing, or put out their bland statement, but not like vehemently come out and deny it. Like, you just look foolish.
Yeah, but you know, it's par for the course with Nintendo.
I always felt that 2021 was going to be the year, especially because I knew, and you know, back in earlier Throwdown days, I always said 2020 was going to be the next generation year. And I'm like, okay, so they're gonna, you know, PS5 and Xbox Series X is gonna release, and it's the new next generation, people are gonna be hyped, and then the next year Nintendo is gonna undercut them and be like, oh, we got our own 4K thing, and it's gonna be a Switch Pro, same games, but it's just gonna be upscaled, and it's gonna undercut them. And
off, how good would those look upscaled? Okay, they could barely do 1080p right now.
Well, they'd look they'd be able to do. I mean, if they can do 2K, I'd be happy, because playing a 720p upscaled to 1080p on my TV, it looks like booty cheeks, man. It's bad. Tony can attest to this. He's tried it.
That's why I had to buy that M Classic, man, to make it look palatable, you know, because it's fucking disgusting if you try to play like Dolo, you know.
Even a game like, you know, Metroid Dread is a freaking amazing game.
Yeah, man,
I love that. But it looks so bad, and it's like, man, this game deserves better. At least just from the graphics wise, because the gameplay is on point.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, that's been the problem with Nintendo for the last 20 years. It's like the hardware is just not exciting. It's not good. You know, the games look terrible. You know, again, man, this is why, like. Again, you know, Carlos, I know you can attest to this too, right? We played Horizon Zero Dawn, fucking beautiful looking game. And you go play Zelda after, it's like, what the fuck is this shit? You know? It's disgusting. Yeah. Why play that? How much better would Zelda have been if it actually looked like a modern game? That's a piece of shit from like 10 years ago, you know?
Well, I always said it was that and the fragility system that.
I mean, ugh. You know, like, no fragility in Elden Ring. And that was something. That was before you had to repair your weapons. Remember that, Chris? No more of that.
No, they took durability out. It's like your weapons last forever.
They essentially pulled the Sekiro because you didn't need to do that in that one, right?
Oh, Sekiro, yeah, you didn't have any durability.
But and yeah,
like, you know, that's why I'm loving Elden Ring.
Yeah, man,
they don't have bullshit. They don't fuck around. Like go in, you know, level up and beat the bosses and get your dogs.
Yeah, Nintendo, going back to them, whatever, man, fucking, you already know how I feel about Nintendo, so I don't need to harp on it too much.
For me, since, you know, I am a fan of Nintendo games, it's upsetting because, you know, I guess maybe I've never thought of myself as a graphics whore, but graphics are important to an extent, especially compared to their peers, and I understand that the hardware is inferior because it's made in a portable package, but, you know, even back then, Chris was talking about how that X1 chip was, you know, outdated.
Yeah, it was outdated then, yeah.
So, you know, they haven't even done the X2, or I don't even know where NVIDIA's at with the next chip, but I just want these games to, like, look better, because they look, you know, I love to play them with my Switch Pro controller on the TV. I don't like them damn Joy-Cons. They're made for baby hands, man.
Yeah.
And I like to play them on my TV, but it just looks bad. And, yeah. You know,
I just pop up my OLED on the desk and a Pro controller and do. I can't. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, Carlos, if you don't like the Nintendo Switch, they have a product for you. It's called the Steam Deck.
Oh, man, that's I need Gabe to show up to Texas ASAP, man.
You know, for real, man. So yeah, Nintendo, whatever, man. I can't take that company seriously. Like, the game's whack, fucking. I mean, no, the games are gonna just look terrible. But the company is terrible in themselves. Let's just be honest. They're a bad company. You know, they willingly, like, willfully spit on their fans, basically, and the fans love it. You know, they like that shit.
Spit on you.
Yeah, it's such a abusive relationship. You know.
Well, it's, you know, and maybe the fans are probably the problem, because
you think
Nintendo. Well, yeah, the Nintendo feeds people. We're doing our big announcement is we're doing a map pack to a Wii U game. Yeah. and that's what's going to sell our Nintendo Online streaming service.
Yeah, they do this. They get away with this out there. Oh, here's Kirby. Oh my God, Kirby! Well, really, Kirby? Who gives a fuck? You know. Oh my God, Pokemon!
The ghost of Iwata cares about Kirby.
Yeah. I just don't understand Nintendo. I don't understand Nintendo or the fans. I do not. You know. I mean, Pikmin! All right.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, you can at least say, like, you know, like, they're this, like, for those sorts of things, they're at least putting out new titles. Granted, they're not like new titles. They're sort of like continuations of things that have existed before. But my guess is, like, when they put out a lot of those games that you're like, they're not putting a lot of investment into those games.
It's no, they're
precisely
not.
Why it's precisely why you see, like, literally Pokemon has pretty much become like a yearly event.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A yearly
by game. The way, real quick, again, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong. Geary. They say not everyone is pissed about the Mario Kart shit, even Nintendo fans. Not on my timeline. Not on my Twitter timeline, because I see these dudes, oh my god, we're getting more Mario Kart, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Motherfuckers fainting and shit, pissing on themselves, you know? It's like, nah, yeah, go ahead.
I saw some videos and they were all positive, but, yeah. You know, the people that were negative on my timeline were the people that aren't really Nintendo fans because they're just laughing at them.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. I didn't see that reaction, but maybe we got them blind shots and we live in what is that, echo chamber?
Yeah, maybe Twitters. That's what it is. Yeah. But yeah, every single time there's a Nintendo Direct on my feed, it's just, oh my god, this is the greatest thing ever. Oh my god. Manny, it was amazing, you know? It's like, yeah,
it's amazing.
Meanwhile, I'm there, you know, I don't do this too often, but every time I sit through one of these directs, I want to kill myself. It is the boringest shit ever. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? What am I supposed to get excited about any of this stuff? Then you go on Twitter, oh my god! You know, guys turn into, you know, they turn into the girls at Beatles concerts and shit, you know? It's crazy.
That's an old reference.
We're old men. This is what we do, you know?
That's beyond us, man.
Yeah. You know, but the thing is, we grew up in an era where we actually watched that shit, you know, yeah. During reruns and stuff. I
mean, yeah, man. You watched
the Molly Crew.
Ed Sullivan Shoe.
Yeah. By the way, that happened with those girls too. They said it's like, you know, too bad those cameras didn't film the smell that was going on, because the girls would faint and piss over themselves, you know? So if you're watching the Beatles, you'd be smelling all that, you know?
When I was just 17.
Oh my god, Paul McCartney!
You know? But that's how these guys are when they said, oh my god, Kirby! You know? What? He's swallowing!
Tony, that smell, I'm gonna smell that in a week and a half from now when I go to the Subway.
Excuse me? Oh, you know.
I remember that.
Oh shit.
Any change?
Carlos, get ready, because that has gotten worse since the Rona, you know?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, listen, again, you already know the rules. You've been to New York before. Don't make eye contact, especially with these motherfuckers. Keep your head down, man. Get your earbuds on and just keep walking, bro. Don't look at these motherfuckers.
Even if you don't have any music.
For real, yeah.
Yeah,
By the way, we do that sometimes. We just put headphones on or whatever. It's like, even if there's no music, you know.
There's no music on. You just close up.
No eye contact. The New York head nod. Got it.
Yeah, that's it.
If your eyes accidentally... somehow graze somebody else's
pull out your phone, you know. Just...
No. Your eyes manage to hit somebody else's eyes when you're walking looking forward, just
you can keep it walking, yeah. But if you see a bum, you know, don't even acknowledge
it. Because they're looking to talk, yeah. They're
lonely. And they can smell a tourist, you know, you gotta be careful. Yeah. Hey, let me talk to you, man.
Also looking up too much.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, you know.
Possibly looking too white.
Oh, Carlos.
Gotta get a tan before I go.
Have a hood. If you have a hood, just put a hood on.
That's put a hood on, yeah.
Yeah. Yo, hold on real quick. Black Viet, he goes, when I moved to Florida from Queens, New York, I always walked fast with my head down, no eye contact, like I was still in New York. That's how it is, man. You know,
that never goes away.
It doesn't go away.
Close up, you walk fast.
Yeah, no, one thing that weirds me out when I go to other places, motherfuckers say hi to you. Like, what?
Yeah,
oh, no, that's me over here in PA. It's like people are like saying hi and shit. I'm like, what do you want?
Yeah.
What you want?
What you selling?
Yeah, because usually here, if that happens in New York, you know they're trying to get something from you.
They're genuine.
Yeah, like when I went to Boston, Boston still, you know, it's a regular city. Like, hey, good morning, how are you? I'm like, what the fuck? You know?
Oh, shit.
What's going on here? You know?
Well, we'll talk this after the
show. Yeah, we'll talk about it after. We're just bullshitting right now. Nothing happened this week.
I got questions.
Uh-oh. All right, man. I don't want to talk about Nintendo anymore.
And the way she's way beyond compare.
Okay, now this next story is interesting. Yeah. So, Bandcamp is joining Epic Games. I didn't know Bandcamp was still around.
Yes.
Yeah, like, wow. Okay. Now, my next question is, how is this significant for us? Like, how does it matter to regular people?
Well, that's the thing. I was seeing a lot of people on the timeline, like, talking about this, and I'm like, how?
Yeah.
Like,
how does this affect you, you know?
Yeah, it's
so that's the main reason I have it on the show. I'm like, why is this significant, you know?
It was free to upload you. Did you have to? Because remember, there was a lot of artists that would put their stuff on
Bandcamp.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, on Bandcamp. So maybe it's going to impact them in a way. There's also a lot of people that use it for podcasts and other services. And they still post on
Bandcamp. Is I Am Negan in it?
No.
Oh, Adam, you know what you got to do, Ben.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing
it. Yeah. but, yeah, that's the main reason. I'm like, why? How, like, I'm not sure that
Epic has another plan for
them. Yeah, like, how does this benefit, like, the regular person? How does it benefit the gamer or whatever? Like, I don't understand. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe it's a connectivity sort of thing where they're allowing it to sort of like being a one place to get stuff. So instead of having a Bandcamp account, you just have an Epic Games account and you can get stuff from Bandcamp.
Yeah, all right. So this is what I'm gonna read. They said, you know, things are gonna operate as usual. However, behind the scenes, we're working with Epic to expand internationally and push development forward across Bandcamp from basics like our album pages, mobile apps, merch tools, payment system, and search and discovery features to newer initiatives like our vinyl pressing and live streaming services. Okay.
They're trying to grow, and they needed money.
So is that what it is?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like, well, they were probably pitching out there within the big companies, like, hey, anybody interested in acquiring us? And, well, we have ideas. We're coming with ideas. That's what it sounds like there, because it sounds like they already have things planned for big money investment.
It says, we, Bandcamp and Epic, share a vision of building the most open artist-free ecosystem in the world, and together we'll be able to create. Okay, whatever. Again, I don't understand what I don't understand.
Maybe it's trying to get into that space and be the next spot.
Like, what does Epic Games get out of this? You know,
it's another platform. It's another service.
But it's not a gaming platform. I don't understand.
It's just a way to make money. I think they're trying to do it into like a Spotify thing. One of those types. Just from what the description of what their plans are.
Yeah.
Expanding, merchandising, concerts. Isn't that what you do when you're on Spotify? You can see all that in tabs.
Yeah.
You know, you can see a band like, oh, he's coming to my town next week. Oh, I click this button. I can get a t-shirt and tickets. Maybe that's it. That's they're trying to get that integration. They don't have the funding.
Yeah, no, I get that. But like, you know, it's like a Bandcamp and then a video game thing. That's where I'm confused at. But I guess Epic's just trying to expand too.
Yeah, they just got money.
Yeah. I mean, Sega has hotels, so, you know, I guess it's the safe basic thing.
Sony gives life insurance.
Yeah. Well, Sony was not a game.
PlayStation and never said it. Like, by the way, are you interested in Madden and life insurance?
You know? Yeah. But again, Sony was not a video game company. You know, Epic always was. You know, but again, you know, Nintendo bought the Marlins, Chris?
The Marlins.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the Marlins, the Mariners.
Mariners, yeah.
Remember a Japanese company who came in and bought Epic? I don't know what that company
is. Oh, no, it's not Japanese.
It was Tencent.
It was Tencent.
Yeah. And they own. I think they own a portion of it, kind of a thing.
Because that was when Cliffy and them left. They said that things were not the same. New ownership and everything were out.
Shit.
And then he went on his own and failed.
Well, he's still rich.
Yeah, I mean,
he still got the portion from Gears, and somebody had Gears. Told him that. Like, everything you do fail, he's like, Gears is still doing it, and I'm still making the money. He showed a picture of his, like, new car.
That's crazy. All right, man, next story here. What do we have? Speaking about Japan, so the Xbox Series X has outsold the Xbox One in Japan!
You know? Wow.
But my thing is, like, what? The Xbox One sold 2 and this one sold 3,
it can't be that big
number. Okay, it says Famitsu hardware sales reveal that the Xbox Series X has hit 84,000 total units sold in Japan, and the Xbox Series S has reached 68,000. Okay,
I know why though.
Why?
The size.
It is small. Yeah.
And you know they're big on smaller consoles. They just like, well, I mean, because of space issues. And man, that PS5 is dookie size, man. That is like, and if you see an S or something like that, it's like, oh, I could put this in a corner, and it's not really in a way. That's my theory, that it's mainly about the
space. So it goes, yeah, this from Games Radar, by the way. It goes, the next-gen Xbox consoles managed to sell more units in just 1 year than the Xbox One sold in 7 years.
Hmm. Remember that original Xbox One VCR size?
Yeah, you can't fit that in a little Japanese apartment, you know.
Yeah, that was massive.
That is the size of a Japanese apartment, that console, you know.
Yeah.
Is it also possible it's more available in terms of units than PS5?
Could be.
Yes, that's also it too.
Could be. It could be the anger that people feel over there about what's going on.
Outsold. By the way, it didn't say it outsold PS5. It says
but it's selling better.
Better.
And there's anger in the Japanese market over Sony's like weird censorship and
Doing. You heard about, because the censorship doesn't just extend to Japanese games. There's this new game called Martha is Dead, and they censored it in America, because there's a scene where somebody gets their you literally cut somebody's face off and put it on your face, you know. So they took that out. If you play it on Xbox, it's there. If you play it on PC, it's there.
PC, yeah.
Martha is Dead. Martha is Dead. I actually previewed it for PC Mag, and yeah, I did that part. You know,
is it like, what kind of game?
Yeah, it's a horror game. You know,
first person,
kind of like point and click a little bit, but there's a little bit of interactivity. Not really my thing, but it was kind of interesting. You know, it's set during World War II, but like you're the daughter of a Nazi. I'm like, ooh, this is interesting. You know,
are you putting face skins on? What the hell?
Yeah, I mean, because the whole, I mean, you guys don't care, do you? I
don't want to check this game out. You got me intrigued.
Okay, so yeah, that is the main thing. It's like you cut off somebody's face and you put it on yourself, and that's like the offending thing. So don't get it on PlayStation. I'll tell you that. Don't get it on PlayStation. You know,
it's interesting that they're enacting their own internal thing. You know, censorship. But granted, this is also not new for Sony either. Original PlayStation actually did have this issue.
Oh, censorship?
Yes, where they were essentially further censoring games beyond what the ESRB rating.
Yeah, yeah.
So theoretically, I mean, like, it's funny because like Nintendo's leaving games alone, mm-hmm. and and Xbox is leaving games alone, but for some reason Sony feels the need to or PlayStation feels the need to add an additional level of censorship on top of their games.
Yeah, unless it's The Last of Us.
Unless it's The Last of Us, yeah, because you do some pretty fucked up things in those games.
Not only that, but there's a full-blown sex scene and right there, hardcore porn in your face, and that's left in there, you know?
Did PlayStation censor Dead or Alive Volleyball?
That didn't even come out.
By the time that game went sort of multi-platform, it was never, it never came out on the PlayStation. Like, in other words... Oh, I mean, granted, the new one did, but it only came out in Japan. Like, yeah. They knew that the game would receive a lot of backlash because of what it is.
Yeah, I forgot who publishes that, but they were like, listen, we know how this is going to go over in the West, so we're not bothering.
Tecmo Koei.
They were like, we're not bothering, you know? Then Play Asia came in. They're like, "Hey, we'll sell it to you." You know?
Yeah. Well, Play Asia is getting very interesting because they're becoming like their own publisher.
Yeah.
Where they're literally publishing games that would never come out in the States.
It's interesting. Shout out to Bob Hits, by the way, for the bits, bro. You know what happened?
What's that? What's
Play Asia? I remember just going in, and that's where you order toys and things that you just couldn't get. I didn't know. Now they're publishing.
No, they mostly do, like, the big thing is that it's not the toys. It's mostly games and things. But now they've become, like, a publisher. So that you'll find stuff that's only exclusive to their site that's specifically made for, like, the West. So, like, they put in the money to essentially release the games. So it's, like, interesting. So they're not only a storefront, but they're also a company that also releases games specifically.
Yeah.
I have a buddy who used to get like imported Funko that are just made certain outside of US.
Yep, that's also a good place like that, and places like AmiAmi and Hobby Links Japan.
You know, I just realized the reason Brett's not here is because Batman.
Oh yeah.
I just realized
that. He's a Brett sent Patman.
Yeah. Yeah, because him and his tattoo shop go watch comic book movies when they come out. So
I'm surprised they're seeing a DC movie. I thought
I thought it was just Marvel. Yeah, yeah.
I thought his their own shop hated the DC shit. But yeah. then again, Marvel fans give Batman the pass.
Yeah, they do.
He's the most Marvel-like character at DC.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, that's probably what it is. All right, and the last thing I want to talk about. So this is actually brought to my attention from Twitter, right? Hold on, let me get it up here. And, you know, I'm not going to pass up a chance to dunk on Nintendo.
Who you dunk?
You know, because Nintendo is not a good company. They're the worst. Let me get this set up real quick. Hold on, Black Viet, making it rain, you know, with the bits. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. All right, so this is one of my followers, his name is Giovanni, not Gio. He posted a thread about, he goes, Brazilian Pokemon players launched a campaign to ask Pokemon Latam, which I believe is like, I don't know what that is, but he goes, to ensure there's a proper translation of Portuguese for Pokemon Scarlet and Silver. They never translate to Portuguese. And then, you know, he says the Spanish translation is bad. So apparently Nintendo's letting down the Portuguese fans in Brazil, you know, which
Portugal.
and Portugal too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this dude, go ahead, Carlos.
No, well, I will tell, you know, all the Portuguese fans, all the Brazilian fans that are, you know, upset with this, issues with Nintendo, I will tell them to, get in line.
Yeah. Right.
It's a never-ending line and of complaints, and they still haven't gotten to the first one.
Yeah, so I wish these guys luck, but yeah, this is Nintendo. Nintendo doesn't care about you. They despise you. Actually, you know, they don't care as long as because they know you're going to get your money regardless.
The only time they would actually do something about it is if you guys effectively stopped buying their games.
Yeah. So yeah, Manny's right. That. Yeah, obviously it's not my place to tell you what to do with your money,
but
if you really are against this, if you don't like the way Nintendo treats you, don't buy their products. Simple as that.
Because the more you buy their stuff, obviously you do want to support them because you want them to make more. But at the same fucking time, the more you accept what they are giving you, the more they'll make the garbage for you.
Yeah, just because Kirby's in it don't mean you got to buy it. You know.
Yeah, you can just say no. Don't even give them any money, and be like, well, the reason why we ain't giving you guys any money is because you motherfuckers don't even look at us as a viable market. You give us this half-assed translation. Yeah. Well, granted, I've heard that translation in general, you know, when it comes to quite a bit of games.
Well, the thing is they're like, the Portuguese people are not getting a half-ass. They're getting no translations.
They're getting
sometimes. You know, they said they never translate to Portuguese.
So then what do they do? Just release it there? And then what if
they probably shouldn't even bother releasing them, you know?
Are they bootlegging it? Like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
You know, like they
probably do. I mean, you know, that's what people in other countries have to do sometimes. They just have to bootleg these games, you know?
I mean, that's what CD Projekt Red used to be in.
So I replayed Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy with Dutch.
Game Pass.
At the end. Is it on Game Pass?
Yeah. It's about to be on Game Pass, yeah.
Oh, it's about to be. All right, good. Let people play it. So anyway, in the credits, I usually skip the whole shit, but I was like, you know, let me fast forward. It was fast forward. And I didn't realize all these countries, they had it in Arabic and Poland, France, all of them. They had voice acts for all of them. It wasn't just subtitles.
Yeah.
Shit, that is. Because I knew it was all over the place, but I figured subtitles, right? No, they did voice acts. They said Star-Lord France, Star-Lord, you know, in German. I was like, oh.
Yeah, Pierre, you know.
Yeah, so they can do it if they put in the time.
Yeah, but again, Nintendo doesn't care, you know. And I guess in this case, it would just be translated because, you know, do these games even have voice acting, you know?
No, the Pokemon games never have any sort of voice acting.
Yeah, so...
Then they'd be real lazy.
Yeah, it's Nintendo. It is Nintendo. You cannot be surprised by this company, you know?
Yeah.
All right, man. I think we're done here, man. Good stuff. Let us plug some things. By the way, I'll go first. Carlos, join me. Speaking about Batman, me, Carlos, and presumably Richard Bailey Jr., and of course Dana Abercrombie. Maybe some others will know. Maybe Joey Polanco will show up. Maybe Emilio Lopez.
Maybe me.
You know, we're going to be recording on Sunday in the afternoon. We're going to do our spoiler cast of Batman's. So that'll be fun. You know,
or the Batman.
Yeah, it is the Batman. Yeah, I call him El Batman.
Is this the new Twilight Batman?
Yes,
it's Batman.
Yeah, wait, hold on. No, brother. Twilight.
It's the main dude, the pale dude.
Yeah, it's him. Yeah, he's Batman.
He's the new hotness these days, man. He's doing all kinds of crazy.
Yeah, he beefed up, man. You don't look like a sissy no more.
I was wondering why you were sparkling in the night.
Batman. Oh, man. And Batman. So, yeah, we're going to be doing that. Oh, damn. Hold on. Okay. Black Fiat. Hold on. Who's making it rain right now? What is going on?
Black Fiat, man. Thank you.
You know, Black Fiat is gifting 10 tier 1 subs to the community. Appreciate that. Ring. Hear that, man. Hear the bells, man. Hear that money. You know, that ain't Bitcoin, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is better.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. All right. So, yeah, go check out El Batman, our spoiler cast and all that on the Coalition, coalition.com with a K. All right. The Coalition. All right, man, you have anything to plug?
Yes, I do.
Excuse me?
An article that I did an illustration for inverse.com just dropped today. It's the oral history of Wolverine, which essentially the writer did a bunch of different interviews and collated all the different versions of Wolverine throughout the ages. And I did an illustration of Wolverine, you know, just throughout the ages, like, you know,
yeah,
Hugh Jackman Wolverine, classic Wolverine, Age of Apocalypse, and, you know, X-Men, you know, Evolution, bunch of them on there. So, yeah. If you want to check that out, it's on my Twitter page.
Good stuff, man.
Or head over to inverse.com.
There you go. All right, Adam, what you got?
Oh, we got another episode of I Am Negan.
A nuke.
Well, not in this one, but yeah.
El nuke.
Now, you're the Walking Dead. When that comes back, that's more nuke. Yes, Walking Dead, no nuke. You got other bullshit going on.
Got investigation. They didn't kill Norman Reedus yet? I said they didn't kill Norman Reedus yet.
Oh, no, he's not dying. And they sort of gave it away because he's part of the spinoff.
Oh, so okay.
We know he's not.
Norman, but and yeah, old lady.
Yep. No, Carol. Yep.
She's Curl.
Curl. Norman, so, Curl.
Yeah, if you want to get caught up, we're on season 11, episode 11, which we already have our review discussion on.
Oh, shit.
If you haven't seen it, it airs on Sunday, but if you want to watch it now, it's on Plus. Just jump in. And yeah, that's it. I Am Negan, Spotify, iTunes, and the Coalition, YouTube.
Yay.
When's that AMA special throwdown? Who knows, man? It'll come when it comes.
Yeah, the AMA special comes, remember, every anniversary episode.
Yeah. Technically, it should be next week since it's 375, you know? What? But I don't know if I want to do one so early. We'll definitely have one in September for episode 400, you know? And a year-end special, obviously, you know? So that's when it happens. Yeah, end of the year and... In September, first week of September, first Thursday of September.
Do you remember?
Or first Sunday of September. Do you remember?
September.
Well, I was thinking about the Michael Jackson song. You remember the time? Adam Stories.
That was
Adam Stories. Yo, I work for Spirit Cruises.
I don't even know if it's still around, but we didn't really cruise too far. We went around the harbor. And I'm telling you, there's certain songs. The Electric Slide, that one.
Oh, yeah.
Do the Hustle.
Damn, there's some 70 songs. Just Do the Hustle.
Because it's a party boat.
And yeah.
They get people to dance. And these are songs that you hear that are like... timeless. People know it. Like, oh yeah, it's a dance. But man, those songs stuck in my head. So every time I hear those songs, I think of my time when I was the deckhand on a boat.
Oh man, that's like when you go to a strip club, girls, all the fucking time, you know?
Yeah, Motley Crue.
Hilarious, man. By the way, did you see that Motley Crue movie, the Pam and
yes,
yeah, Dirt. It was No, yeah. Which one had a better representation of Motley Crue? The Dirt movie or Pam and Tommy? Who had a better Motley Crue?
Well, I would say, The pavement top, I would say dirt. Dirt was better because it goes more of like how they
were. No, I'm talking about the way they look, because I thought the guys in dirt looked. The way they look. Yeah, because I'm like, these guys don't look wrong, you know? You know, by the way, every time I hear Pam and Tommy, I think about Martin, you know, that Pam and Tommy. Yeah.
Well, that was the joke at the time, right? Everybody's supposed to Pam and Tommy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Pam and Tommy. All right, man, we're out of here, man. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter and join our Discord. Mob Hits is always dropping the latest rumors and speculations. I don't know where he gets this stuff from, but we all appreciate it. It's like, you know, bro, you should be an investigative reporter, man. You know?
You should be Jason Schreier.
Yeah, he should be Jason Schreier, you know? I know Mob Hits won't block me on Twitter, you know?
Speaking of breaking news since the last time. FIFA. That happened while I was out. Yes, I am no longer banned. My ban is lifted.
Guadalupe. Yeah, no, you're right about that, you know. FIFA, FIFA. Ole, 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 ole. Oh, man. All right. Anyway, Throwdown, every podcast app on planet Earth. Not on Mars, on planet Earth. ThrowdownShow.com to listen to the past episodes. YouTube, subscribe and like and all that if you enjoyed the app content. And links to everything down below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
This is
Adam Vail.
The Weekend, still Panther for life.
And Brian Manjoma.
I regret to inform you that Platinum Games has another dud.
Oh, yeah, Babylon's Fall, right? That piece of trash. Oh, man.
That thing fell off the map. Like, it had 650 players on launch on Steam.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, the guy who's reviewing it for us, he was like, this is the worst game I've ever played from this company. I'm like, how did they release this? I was like, was it repurposed old games? Like, no, it's a brand new game. Like, wow.
That would explain why they're doing all the kissy-kissy for Uncle Phil. I'm back.
Oh, it's a mother's maybe. Hideki, man. Anyway, we're out here, man. We'll see you on Sunday. Peace out.